Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Gardening in Canada podcast. Today's episode, we're talking all about whether or not to plant your tomatoes deeper and if actually planting them outside early is worth it. Hello, hello, my plant people. How are you guys doing today? If you're new to this podcast, my name is Ashley and I'm a soil scientist. And I like to take that science and apply it to all things plants. And in today's episode, we're talking about whether or not it's worth planting your tomatoes deeper in cold climates in particular, and whether or not putting your plants outside early, tomato plants outside early, is worth the risk. So if you are a cold climate gardener, you already know the age-old tradition, I guess you could say, of not planting outside in Canada as a general rule until May long. For some of us, it can be as late as June 10th. Now, I understand this from a perspective of GDUs and GDD, which is growing degree day units, and how many can be accumulated. And if you're using anything like a min-max thermometer, such as what I showed over on my Instagram, or anything that's tracking temperature in your microclimate specifically, whatever you're using, and you're showing degrees below 10, then you are not gaining any units for those days. And if anything, you're losing units, which can harm the plant. So the question becomes, is it worth planting your tomato plants outside when it's still cold out, even if you have all the necessary covers and hutches to keep it above freezing? And so I actually did this. I've had my tomatoes, or some of my tomatoes, outside for about 2 to 3 weeks now, and I'm comparing them against what I have inside. Let me tell you, folks, there's a drastic difference in the size of plant. The ones I have inside are 2 to 3 times larger than the ones that I have outdoors. And I know that my temperature is getting below 10 degrees Celsius, but still staying above zero. So my tomato plants aren't freezing because I'm using those tomato cozy coats, like the red ones, and I'm also using a lobe tunnel. And so I know they're not freezing. I have my min-max thermometer in there. Everyone's hunky-dory. But my nights are getting below 10. They're sitting around like 2 to 5. It depends on the day. But it's cold. And so it's actually stunting my tomato plants. And I'm going to mark these out. I'm going to follow them through the year. But I'm suspecting that my early harvest is not going to happen because I planted them outdoors. My early harvest is going to happen with the plants that I transplant outside at the end of May. So it's just interesting. I'm going to do a second batch outdoors between now and May long, just to see if there is a period where we can do a week earlier and be able to sustain it. Now, given that this spring is incredibly cold than other springs, which is less than helpful, but nonetheless. So one of the things I looked into is planting tomatoes deeper and what the science says behind that. And my entire life has been changed and altered since doing research on this. So the information on planting tomatoes deeper is surprisingly murky, despite the fact that so many people do it. I do it for that matter. And there's not a ton of peer-reviewed studies, but the ones that did come out as peer-reviewed and seemed legit were actually out of warmer climates. So that was shocking to me. But nonetheless, I thought, well, it's not going to differ that much. What's the benefit of planting tomatoes deeper? It's got to do with support and water and that sort of thing. Well, I was about to be shocked. So there's two things that there can be a general consensus made on planting tomatoes deeper. The first one being that planting deeper protects the roots from temperature stress in two ways. First one being wild fluctuations in hot and cold soil that can stress out our plants. The deeper our primary root system is, the less likely it is to be exposed to rapid temperature changes. The second reason being cooler roots. Overall, as we get lower in a soil profile, we end up with cooler temperatures. These cooler temperatures in a hot environment can help the plant regulate itself in times of extreme heat. Now, the second thing is planting the tomato plants deeper to give the plant some sort of support and structure. So if we plant the root ball deeper, the stem or the surrounding soil, it tends to give it a little bit more support. Now, when it comes to planting deeper in Canada, the question has to become, is it worth it? So is our soil fluctuating wildly between hot and cold the closer to the surface you get? And the second question would be, how cold does it really get, lowering the profiles, more talking about a cooler climate? Remember, the original places that this study was done was in Florida. That is a drastically different landscape than what we have here up in Canada. So you're assuming that the planting season, the assumption here is that every year you are following some baseline rules that the Florida team was following. The first rule being that you do not plant past the first true leaves, meaning when you pull off the stems, you can go up to the first true leaf, the cotyledon or the root ball. Now in their study, they did root ball, cotyledon and first leaves. And the ones that yielded the best results were the first true leaf study, meaning the ones that were planted deepest out of all three. So the only way to understand this is to actually dive deeper into more broader ideas. So I actually, on my website, went through and collected data on average of what soil temperatures were in Canada based on the depth. Now, this data was incredibly hard to find, and some of it's kind of aged. So I'm expecting some of these numbers to be slightly higher than what we're seeing here.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
And I compared that against the Florida study and the Florida temps and their soil. So the typical tomato root system goes to about 2 feet in depth when it's directly sown as seed. So if we collect data up to the 5 foot mark, this is going to give us a pretty good idea, considering when we plant them deeper, we're maybe gaining a foot and then the roots go another 2. So I'm guesstimating around 3 feet on average if we're planting our tomatoes deeper and following the rule of not past the first true leaf. Now, everything I've read shows that the ideal tomato root temperature is somewhere between 20 to 22 degrees Celsius. So in Florida, at 10 centimeters depth, the temperature of the soil is 27 degrees Celsius. At 2 feet, the soil is at 24, and at 5 feet in Florida, it finally hits 20. So you can see how drastically that goes down and why those tomato plants will be much happier in the lower profiles than sitting at 27. But in Canada, it's a little bit different of a story. The range in Canada for soil temperature by depth is at 10 centimeters, 20 to 27 degrees Celsius. At 2 feet, it's 19 to 23 degrees Celsius. And at 5 feet, it's 17 to 19 degrees Celsius. So we can see when we start getting to the 2 foot mark on the lower end, we're already getting too cold to make any real impacts on our yields. And actually, if anything, we're probably causing the plant to suffer. And then it's a given guarantee, regardless of where you are in Canada, that the 5 foot mark is incredibly cold. And again, outside of the range of what's needed to support a healthy plant or tomato plant development. So isn't that interesting? Now, if you chose to plant your tomato plants deeper, and that's what you wanted to go with for support issues, or you're pretty confident that your soil is warmer than average, there are some rules that you can follow to help achieve that depth that you may want, but without sacrificing yields. So the first rule is do not plant the plant past the first true leaves. It's either the root ball, the cotyledons, or the first true leaves. That is it. That is all. The second thing is to test your soil temps. You want to test the area in which your root ball is going to be touching. So ideally, you want it around 20 degrees Celsius when you go to transplant. In Canada, that's not always realistic. It's probably closer to 10 degrees Celsius. But some ways you can actually help heat the soil up is through using clear plastics, black plastics, and oddly enough, red plastic, which I'm going to do an entire YouTube as well. But I'm for sure going to do an entire podcast on that one, because that is just some intense science right there. And then the fourth one is just challenge your inner garden scientist. Try different ways of actually planting your tomatoes to see what works best in your area. So if you don't want to buy a soil thermometer and you don't want to do all these other tests, just simply do 5 tomatoes with the root ball, 5 tomatoes at the cotyledon stage, and 5 tomatoes with the true leaf, first true leaf stage. Count your harvest, weigh your harvest, do whatever you want with it, but let your soil and your environment tell you what's best. Because the reality is that my backyard is different than your backyard. So what I'm saying may not be the best fit for you. Now, if you're in an incredibly cold environment and you're sitting at a cold temp, even above or at 10 centimeters, I highly, highly encourage you to container garden. Container gardening allows for those roots getting nice and warm, which can result in harvest. And that's actually what I do for a lot of my peppers, such as bells or my hot peppers. I find that I actually am able to get a harvest, and quite a bountiful harvest at that, off those plants, so long as they're planted in containers, because the containers get nice and warm. So what about the idea of planting tomatoes on their side? Maybe not for depth, but on their side. And the answer to this would be, well, if you're staying in the same height in the soil and the temperature is not dimping, this may be the actual solution for Canadians to get that structural support and temperature regulation feature of planting up to the first true leaf under the ground without the stress of the soil getting too cold down low. So simply bending the plant and allowing the main stem to kind of be on the same level of depth. Now you want to be gentle with this process. I always cringe because I always think, oh, you're going to snap your stem, but you just have to be gentle and you should be okay. But just give it a practice and see if it's something that you want to get involved with. But yeah, isn't that cool, guys? I think that's just the most interesting thing ever. I don't know. This year, I think I'm actually going to do like a 50-50 split on mine, because now I'm kind of intrigued. Like, I am genuinely interested as to what the heck's going on. And I do want to figure out whether or not what route works best for mine. I'm assuming my raised beds actually get pretty hot. They're in full sun and they are raised bed and they're on top of cement. So I'm thinking that that soil stays pretty warm. That's why I get such really good harvests off of it. But if I was to plant in like my front yard or something, I wonder if I would assume it's getting too cool. So I'm going to be interested to try it out. Depending on the results, I'll do a podcast on it. I'll for sure probably do like a YouTube update of some sort. But yeah, come over and say hi to me over on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, website, you name it. I'd love if you put a face to the voice that you're hearing on here every week on Wednesdays. And I want to thank you guys so much for joining in. I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.